Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Song of Solomon, chapter 5, Dr. Bloom finished with the study and was about to start the invitation. Let's continue there today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Oh, the purpose of his life was fulfilled when he was able to say, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." When he was able to say, "He must increase, but I must decrease." My friend, Jesus is coming again. You and I must be about warning others to flee the wrath to come, as did John the Baptist preached. He is coming again. So his countenance is most excellent, meaning it's proven to be the best by testing. Our salvation is based on the very best of the universe. So my friend, always look to the author and the finisher of our faith. And look for him, because he is coming in power and great glory. Aren't you thankful for that? I, some time ago, had someone say to me, "Well, if you've never experienced it, then you don't know what it's like." And I understand the feelings. And I had to admit, I don't understand the feelings. I don't understand the feelings of a drug addict. I don't understand the feelings of a person that is caught up by gambling and is chained to gambling. I don't understand it. I don't understand the promiscuous. I don't understand having cancer in my body. I don't understand so many things. But my friend, I cannot base life on what I understand. I cannot base life on the feelings of my experiences. There must be the Word of God for everything. Everything. And that takes us on into verse 16. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he's altogether lovely. This is my beloved. And this is my friend. O daughters of Jerusalem. And so, I think of the man who tells his wife, "I don't need to say I love you, my actions show it." Oh, but our Lord, whose actions showed it, told us he loved us so many times. And we're to emulate Christ. These words of these verses can come only from a heart that longs for him. We're told in John 16:26, 17:23, and really John 3:16, that the Father himself loves us. And he commanded us to love one another, even as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. Well, we start at the head, and we look down to the belly, and now on down to the legs. Now, we're up again to the head, the mouth. And he looks up to hear the sweetest words from the sweetest name on mortal tongue, the sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. And so, having beheld this Jesus in all his glory, realizing the lack of vocabulary. All the bride can say of Jesus is what you and I can say. He is altogether lovely. Oh, the Holy One, I lack the words to be able to utter what He deserves. After saying all that is true of Him, to say He is altogether lovely shows that yet we still have more that could be said, should be said, but we lack the ability to do it. And so it says, O daughters of Jerusalem, I'm reminded of Jesus on the way to the cross. And he said to the daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me. This is the one to behold. But the beloved friend is gone, but he's coming again. So what do we do in that time? Weep for the souls without Christ. Weep for a country on the fast track to hell. Weep that revival may come and others too will find. He is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend. O daughters of Jerusalem, my friend, as Christians, we've tried to look here at Jesus over these last few verses of the Song of Solomon, chapter 5. And those of you listening in that are living in this country, the United States, when any country like America starts to lose its moral fiber and virtuous standards, it is time to draw lines. You might even say to count noses of those who will take their stand for Jesus Christ and the local church which He has ordained because we love Him. You see, we need more than a bypassing attitude when it involves taking our stand against the evil practices of today. How we need to be shaken loose of our fickle undecidedness and border-like living. How long do we think we can go on desecrating the Lord's day, ignoring His book, the Bible, rejecting God's laws, neglecting God's house? In short, having a cold shoulder to His love. That our relationship is really a religion. Something that we just do to get it done. Oh, my friend, it's time for us who are preachers to get off the fence and contend for the faith as it was revealed in God's holy word. It can no longer be perfunctory, just getting the work done. It's got to be something of the heart, of the commitment, and to give it our all, to give it our best as Christ gave His all. To stand up and be counted. Be the Elijahs who are willing to take sides with God. The conditions today demand that we choose whose side we want to be on. The question today is not where is the God of Elijah, as Elisha asked, but rather, where are the people who love God? Is that you? Would you write by your radio right now, bow your heads, and if you're able to, if you're driving, of course, don't do that. But right now, right where you are, would you pray and ask God just to give you a greater knowledge of His Word? Confess to the Lord that your Bible reading, your church attendance, even your church service has been perfunctory. Only to get it done. Not a living, holy communion relationship with Him. And will you ask God to reveal his person to you, that you might know him as the Apostle Paul, who had been whipped 5 times, 39 stripes each time, 3 times beaten with rods, a night and a day in the deep, in prisons often, left for dead once, who after suffering all those things said that I might know him, that he could know him all the more. The power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, conformable to his death, that I might know him. Would you pray in your heart as I pray for you now, dear Lord? I pray that you'll give us men and women across this country and across this globe that may be listening right now, that they would seek the love of God with all their heart, seek to know him, never become perfunctory in their service, but instead decide, I'm going to love God with all, and I'm not going to be ashamed of him, regardless of the cost. And I pray that they'll suddenly get a heart for revival, a heart for purity, a heart for holiness, a heart to exalt the Savior, to bring souls to him, that our tears would be for the souls that are dying and headed to a Christless eternity, for tears for a church that is more like the world, tears for the repentance that is needed. Not one of us can do it ourselves, but each one of us can give our all to do what you would have us to do. And I pray, Lord, that there be those today listening that will make that their prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed somewhat similar to what I prayed, you prayed in agreement maybe, would you write us and let us know? Let us know God's spoken to your heart through this and of your dedication as a Christian. We want to know that. You can contact us, either send us a postcard, you can write us a letter. You can email us through our website, and our announcer will give you our address as well as our web address, our physical address. He'll give both those to you in just a few moments. Now, I hope that you'll be listening in to us next time as we begin a book of the Bible. And you'll learn what book that is when you tune in and listen, okay? So you tune in and listen for what will be the next book that we will study. Now, my friends, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.